This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The National Democratic Alliance NDA Parliamentary Party meeting, now known as Mangal Milan, was held at the JMC Balayogi Auditorium in Parliament House today. During the meeting, NDA Alliance partners passed a congratulatory motion honouring Prime Minister Narendra Modi for becoming the longest-serving elected Prime Minister of India. Talking to media, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that during the meeting, Prime Minister Modi called for a coordinated efforts by all stakeholders to prevent paper leaks in future examinations across the country. He said Mr. Modi reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring strict action against those involved in examination paper leaks and safeguarding the interest of the country's youth. The Prime Minister said all those involved in the recent NEET paper leak case have been arrested. President Draupadi Murmu will hold talks with her North Macedonian counterpart Gordana Siljanovska Davkova in Skopje today. President Murmu is also scheduled to meet Prime Minister Hristiyan Mitsotakis and Speaker of the Assembly Afrim Gashi and address the Parliament. She will also address the India-North Macedonia Business Forum. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has been selected for this year's prestigious Lokmanya Tilak National Award. The award will be presented on August 1st in Pune on the occasion of the 106th death anniversary of Lokmanya Tilak. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, Deputy Chief Minister Eknath Shinde and Sunetra Pawar will attend the award ceremony. The award comprises a memento, a citation and a cash prize of 1 lakh rupees. Prime Minister Modi has congratulated N.D. Barnum on assuming office as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India and the UK are bound by shared democratic values and enjoy wide-ranging cooperation across trade, investment, technology, defence and people-to-people relations. He noted that as India-UK Comprehensive Economic and Trade Agreement, CETA, enters into force this month, the bilateral partnership between the two nations is poised to grow even stronger. More than 118 police personnel sustained injuries yesterday when a protest escalated into violence in the New Delhi area. The injured include senior officers of the ranks of Special Commissioner of Police, Joint Commissioner of Police, Additional Commissioner and Deputy Commissioner of Police. In a statement, Delhi police said during the protest, the protesters displayed unruly, aggressive and violent behaviour and despite repeated warnings and lawful directions, they refused to disperse and violated the prohibitory orders in force. Delhi police said the protesters attacked police personnel, vandalised police and other government vehicles and resorted to violence, posing a serious threat to public order. In Sikkim, search and rescue operations are underway to safely evacuate people trapped under the under-construction tunnel of the NHPC Teesta State 6 hydroelectric project at Samardung in Namchi district. Senior Superintendent of Police of Namchi district has said the 9 bodies have been recovered by the rescue teams so far. Around 25 people are suspected to have been trapped inside the tunnel, which is believed to have been damaged following landslides. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang Gole. Mr. Modi took stock of the situation and rescue measures. The Chief Minister has already instructed all concerned to carry out search and rescue measures on a war footing. The Central Drug Standard Control Organization, CDSCO, has granted marketing authorization for India's first dengue vaccine, the attenuated dengue vaccine Qdenga-R, to strengthen national dengue prevention efforts. This is the first dengue vaccine approved in the country for the prevention of dengue disease. The vaccine is approved for the prevention of dengue diseases in individuals 4 to 60 years of age. The vaccine has already received regulatory approval in 42 countries, including the European Union, the United Kingdom, Switzerland, Indonesia, Malaysia, and Thailand. Minister of Health and Family Welfare said that the approval of the country's first dengue vaccine marks an important milestone in India's public health response to dengue. In hockey, the Indian sub-junior men's and women's teams made a winning start to their respective campaigns at the FIH Youth Hockey Asian Championship 2026 in Muscat, Oman yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.